Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the increasingly competitive landscape of the AI industry. It's heating up, folks. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. It feels like just yesterday, OpenAI and Google were the only names in the game. What's changed?
Well, according to this Stanford HAI report, the AI field is getting seriously crowded. It's not a two-horse race anymore, and it's definitely not just an American game either. China, especially, is making huge strides.
China, huh? That's interesting. I know they've been investing heavily in tech. What does the report say specifically?
It highlights DeepSeek, a Chinese company whose R1 model is apparently nipping at the heels of OpenAI and Google's top-performing models. Shocking, right? And get this, they supposedly built it using way less computing power.
Wow, that is impressive. If they can achieve that kind of performance with less compute, it levels the playing field significantly. But are they really comparable to US models?
The report says Chinese models are catching up performance-wise, based on the LMSys benchmark. And they're also publishing more AI papers and filing more AI-related patents than the US. Although the report doesn't assess quality, it's still a huge indicator of their commitment.
So, quantity over quality, perhaps, but what about the US? Surely they're not just sitting back and watching.
Definitely not. The US still produces more notable AI models, but the gap is closing. And this whole open weight model trend, with Meta's Llama leading the charge, is shaking things up even more.
Open weight models? Remind me what those are again?
Basically, models you can download and modify for free. Meta's been pushing this with Llama, and now DeepSeek and a French company Mistral are also offering advanced open-weight models. Even OpenAI is planning to release one. This could be a game-changer, really democratizing access to powerful AI.
I see. So more players, more open access. It sounds like the future of AI is getting more decentralized. But what about the potential downsides? This rapid advancement must come with some risks, right?
Absolutely. The report acknowledges the increasing incidence of AI misuse and the need for safer, more reliable models. There's also the question of training data. Apparently, the supply of internet data could be exhausted in the next few years. Can you believe that?
Exhausted data? That's concerning. So what happens then?
The report suggests we'll have to rely more on synthetic or AI-generated data. It's a bit of a wild west right now, to be honest.
A wild west indeed. It sounds like the AI landscape is evolving rapidly. But what about the impact on jobs? This has to be a major concern for people.
For sure. The report shows a spike in demand for machine learning skills, but also growing anxiety about job displacement. It's a double-edged sword.
You know, it's kind of ironic. We're building these incredibly powerful tools, but we're still grappling with how to use them responsibly and understand their long-term consequences.
Exactly. And with China rapidly closing in on the US, the global AI race is only going to get more intense. We need international cooperation and careful regulation to navigate these uncharted waters. I gotta say, this is truly a fascinating time to be alive. That wraps up our discussion for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.